This is a throwback to school special reunion. That's right, everybody. It is Throwback to School, the podcast where we talk about stuff we liked in high school and whether it's good anymore or not. And maybe we play a game.
I love a game.
We love games. And Liza, hi.
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 How's it going?
Good. How are you?
In 3 years.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Whatever. How long? I don't remember how long ago that was. Yes, we're back for a special game.
Just a little special gift inside your little ear
hole. For our listeners, a real special gift. I'm going to turn you up real quick.
Let's turn it up.
Let's turn it up. This shit's about to go live.
Shots.
Yeah, that sounded good. You were worried? And then you pull out gold like that?
I was nervous, but then I made a real good...
You came back. You came right back into it.
Alcohol joke. It's, you know... It always lands right.
What we're doing is we're playing a game of Guess Who. Mm-hmm. Was this inspired by like a TikTok video or something? Where did you see this?
Cool now.
Yeah.
And I like TikTok.
Okay, dab on them. Let's just dab on the listeners a little bit.
And there was a trend, a mini trend that happens over the internet for like a half a second, as they do, and it involved a game that you and I maybe grew up around the time of when it was popular.
When we were babies.
Little wee lads.
Yeah.
The board game at the time was called Guess Who.
Yeah.
They probably still make the game.
They have to.
Yeah. Hasbro.
If not, Hasbro, we're taking it. It's ours now. We own the copyright to Guess Who now.
We're rich. Which is why we're doing a podcast again.
Yes. Yeah. Because things are going really well financially for both of us.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Make it rain. And so, yeah, we're going to play a little game of Guess Who. But TV themed.
Mm-hmm. And specifically, Gilmore Girls.
Oh, Gilmore Girls.
It is still in circulation. You can buy it from the Hasbro website for $11.99.
So, yeah, we're official.
Why is it so much cheaper on Hasbro than it is on Amazon? It's like three times the price on Amazon.
Because Daddy Amazon knows about the trend.
Daddy Amazon. Zaddy
Amazon Jeff. Is like, yes, Zaddy I Jeff will knows. Take the extra $20.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's $34 on Amazon and it's $11.99 on Hasbro.
Okay. Well, Poppy Hasbro.
Poppy Hasbro.
Should get a better internet connection. It's
their internet connection. They haven't caught up to the fact that other people are selling it for more expensive because their internet's too slow. Wow. Hasbro, you do Hasbro in me because I'm your bro. Thank you for selling it so cheap. So yes, we're playing a game of Guess Who with Gilmore Girls characters.
Mm-hmm. Because we could never stop talking about Gilmore
Girls. Because when would we stop talking about Gilmore Girls?
Never.
By the way, do you think they're going to do another reunion season?
I hope that they wait 50 years.
50 years?
And then Rory.
50?
Yeah, Rory is the grandma. Dead? And it's actually kind of like a reboot where mm-hmm. she's the Kelly Bishop.
Oh, wow. You don't just want to put her in Mandy Moore old makeup and pretend like it's been 50 years?
Well, you know how much I love that.
It's not like we don't still talk about
that. A hot-ass lady pretending to be old with two wrinkles.
That show's been off the air for 2 years also, and we still talk about her in old person makeup. Unforgettable.
But what would but like
oh my gosh, you know what, I didn't even realize because I opened this on my Google Chrome uh-huh. browser. There's a whole third column here of characters that I didn't realize were there, and I know who that is. Okay, I was like, who the fuck is that?
That's what, right, character. So is that? I made us some
character grids.
Yeah, a fake little Guess Who board. Andrew and I have different characters that we're looking at, just pictures. Mm-hmm. I am player one, Andrew's player two.
Yeah.
And we're going to be using the inspirational Guess Who original game as a platform to figure out if we can guess these characters.
Yeah, so for anybody unfamiliar with Guess Who, it's basically what we're going to do is... Original Guess Who is like, you know, you like do physical traits of like, is your character a male? And then if yes, then you'd eliminate all the female characters on the border. Does your character have a blue shirt? Mm-hmm. No, then you'd eliminate all the blue shirt people. But we don't have boards. We have fancy phones.
And we are not going to go off physical attributes because we're so cool.
Because we're cool. Beyond that. And we look beyond physical. And we go into what makes these characters really tick.
That's right.
Yeah.
And part of the TikTok trend was mm-hmm. to describe personality traits.
Yeah.
And characters and
yeah.
very common tropes that we all know about people.
Yes.
More than anything.
Yeah. Else. So less like, did your actor appear in Saw?
Yeah, this isn't trivia.
Yeah.
But instead, we're going to be trying to guess each other's characters, and we have different characters on our boards.
Yes.
By asking each other some questions.
Yes.
Who would like to start?
I think you as... Are you ready, player one?
Sure.
Yes, I think you should start.
Great reference.
Thank you. So each of us will select a character from our grid, and then that the other person is going to try and figure out who the other person has picked, correct?
Yes, by asking questions.
By asking questions,
and
okay.
And I have to answer yes or no.
Yes, and me as well.
That's right. Okay, I'm going to pick my character.
Kay.
Drum roll. Brrr. This one.
Okay, I'm also locked in.
All right, you ready?
Ready.
All right, what's your first question?
Would your character ever try to pull off bangs?
No, I don't think they would.
Okay. Definitely not Christopher.
Does he have bangs in that photo?
No, but I just don't think he'd ever. He's so milquetoast, he wouldn't even try and pull, like, he wouldn't do something daring like that.
No.
I think we don't like Christopher.
He's gone the same haircut since he was 5.
Yes.
Absolutely.
He's probably gone to the same barber since he was 5, too.
His grandma,
yeah.
Am I asking you a question?
Yeah.
Okay. Would your character be voted most likely to succeed in high school?
No.
Okay. I made the boards and I don't remember what's on yours somehow. Like, okay. Ooh,
hard. Let's see here. So, no to bangs. Would your character ever wear Crocs? We didn't know we were getting this deep in these characters.
I guess only when they return.
Oh, wow. They've changed. Okay.
I'm giving you some hints.
Yeah.
Just to make it more spicy.
Okay. Interesting.
I keep forgetting it's my turn.
Yeah.
Okay, so is your character a townie fanatic?
In that, is my character could be considered one of the fucking weird, like, lunatics within Stars Hollow?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Ka-ching!
Yes.
All right.
Do you think your character would ever go vegan?
No.
No?
I truly don't.
Okay. Interesting. I thought I'd kind of keyed in on it. Now I'm back to square one. Okay.
Okay. So your character is not likely to be voted successful in high school.
Yeah.
And they are a townie.
Are a townie. A townie lunatic.
A beautiful little weirdo townie.
Yeah.
Are they likely to go on an audition and play a song that nobody knows about and then not get hired?
Would they do that? Or did they do that? Because there's a big difference in that answer.
Would? Yeah.
Yes. I think they would. Did they? Who's to know? You didn't ask that. Would your character try to pull off a leather jacket?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
All right.
they may have in the show, actually.
I mean, I think every character at some point, maybe short of Rory, has tried wearing a leather jacket.
That's true.
Maybe Rory did. I'm so, like, I've just, seasons 6 and 7, Rory just don't exist to me at all. So whether or not she did in those seasons or not is, like, I know other characters doing stuff in those seasons. I've totally blanked her out from those seasons. Who is she?
Yeah. Is the show about her?
She's, I mean, like, she's largely an extension of Logan in those seasons to me.
Exactly.
And she's so annoying.
She's a purse.
Yes.
She's a man purse.
Isn't that so weird? She kind of became like a purse to Logan.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I was trying to remember what the heck happened.
Because she gets arrested for stealing that boat.
She hangs out with rich people but hates it.
Yeah, and then she like moves in with Emily and Richard because Lorelai's just like, what the fuck is the matter with you? Like, you're acting like a lunatic.
Yeah.
I don't like how you're behaving. And she's like, fine, I'm going to move in with grandma and grandpa.
The other rich people I know.
Yeah, the people who won't hold me accountable for my actions.
Okay, so we've got a townie.
Yeah.
That
might
may have a musical.
Might
inkling.
Do something musical and weird.
Would this character like being confused with a witch?
Would they like to be confused with a witch?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of think this character wouldn't mind it,
mm-hmm.
but I don't. It just to help not narrow it down. I don't think that this is a character that would be confused with a witch.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense? But I don't think they would mind it. In fact, I think they'd find it rather flattering.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
but it would likely not happen.
But it would likely not happen,
is
my guess.
Interesting.
Okay, so...
This is getting hard.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, so your character would not try to pull off bangs, would wear a leather jacket, would not be a vegan.
Might return in Crocs.
Might return in Crocs. That was an important one. Thank you. Might return in Crocs. Would your character go to... a Lil Nas X concert?
I kind of want to say yes to that, but like they are dragged there by someone else.
Right.
Like they weren't the ones to buy the tickets.
Yes, yeah.
But they're not like, they're kind of like secretly really into it, but they won't admit it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Warming up my hands, if you can hear that.
She's on to something. She's conjuring something.
Okay. Okay, so we've got a musical inkling character who is very confident and not afraid to
comfortable
be,
in who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not afraid to be confused with a witch, although it might not happen. But also not seen as a successful person by their high school's peers. That's kind of a...
Right. Who cares?
Yeah.
I also think this person would not care.
Whoa,
freebie.
Confident.
Freebie. Free little tidbit. I don't think they'd care if their high school saw this.
I thought you were trying to say that the character's name is Phoebe.
Yeah.
And you couldn't remember how to say
Free,
Phoebe.
Freebie from Friends. From Freebie from Fens. Freebie Brufay. Fabrice Fabray. From Friends.
That's her fake name. Yeah. Hi, Regina Philangi. Okay. I kind of want to guess. Is that okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I think your character is the person I don't remember the name for, which is not helpful.
Uh-huh.
But she's the curly blonde head townie that kind of has to have one raspy voice.
Oh, Babette?
Yes, thank you.
It is not Babette.
It's not Babette?
It is not Babette.
Babette is so self-confident.
I know. That's a good guess. There's a lot of townies in... There's a lot of townies in Gilmore Girls who are weirdos, as it turns out.
True. Okay, it's not Babette. Shoot.
But you can ask another question.
Oh,
I'm not going to count that as your...
Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay.
Okay. keep staring at my own board trying to eliminate the ones that are from yours, and I literally made it like 12 hours ago.
Yeah.
And I couldn't remember what the heck I put on there.
Who exists in Stars Hollow.
So, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Okay. Would your character hate Lorelai?
Hate Lorelai?
Secretly hate Lorelai.
I could see my character resenting Lorelai to a degree, but I don't think that they are capable of hating Lorelai.
Oh, okay.
May I guess your character now?
Yes, please.
I'm going to take a swing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is your character Emily?
No.
Oh.
Crocs.
It's like, you know, like, because like towards the end of the revival, she's like a museum curator, and she's like, you know, like, and they stab their thing with that, you know, like, she's having fun. So she's a little looser. I could also see, like, you know, like Lorelai being like, Mom, let's go see Lil Nas X. Who's Lil Nas X? And like secretly she's like in the kitchen listening to Old Town Road and, yeah, you know, yeah, like whatever. Okay. Interesting. Would your character have any reverence for Elon Musk?
Yeah. I like, especially early on.
Yeah.
Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Like, they might be jumping off ship now.
Yeah.
Elon Musk. But like 5 years ago, Elon Musk. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a sad question.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
Oof, yeah.
Okay, so we've got a musical townie who is really self-confident, who might not always agree with what comes out of Lorelai's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Is it me? Just kidding. Scotty's
on the move.
Be on your lap.
Yeah, he's moving into Liza's lap.
Hi, Scotty.
This is very cute.
Oh, we're changing our minds.
Yeah, he's nope. He's gonna sit on you. He's positioned.
Perfect.
To sit on you.
This is
now you've become. He's become your iPad rest.
And special performance from Scotty.
Yeah, Scotty, you can help her.
Scotty, what did you see the board? Can you give me a clue?
Doorbell.
Ooh.
Now he's not interested.
Let's see. Is your townie likely to order the exact same food at the cafe?
The exact same food at the cafe.
Every time?
No.
Mm.
I'd say no. I think that's... hang on, I'm going to let him out. I think that this character loves food. Another little freebie.
Okay.
So I think that...
Wait a minute.
So I
stop everything. Stop.
Yes.
Okay.
A Gilmore Girls character who loves food? This is not adding up. Do you want to make a guess?
I think it's your turn. I'll wait.
You'll wait? Okay. I'm going to make a guess.
Oh boy.
And it just so happens to rhyme. Is your character Jess?
Heck yeah, it is.
Yes.
My little
Vinci media. He don't want no bangs. Yes, he would. Early Jess would also love early Elon
Look at the
Musk.
Picture I chose.
Whoa.
Please describe the picture.
Oh
now.
My God. He's wearing sleeveless button up. His arms are pretty big.
He's
like, this is young Milo. This is not like current day Milo. I bet current day Milo is also pretty buff.
Yeah.
But like, this I had no inkling that this is like early Jess, mm-hmm, too. Mm-hmm. He's kind of ripped.
Yeah, it's he's wearing that like late 90s, early 2000s skater boy,
yes,
like squishy arm
wristband
thing,
yeah,
that's like a tennis thing,
yeah,
but it's like cool because it's black,
yes,
and a chunky leather watch.
Yeah. He's been ripped off the skater boy Avril Lavigne music video set,
absolutely,
yeah,
yeah. The shirt is also like purple, which,
yeah,
is interesting.
Yeah.
And he's got fluffy hair.
Mm-hmm.
He's gorge.
He's gorge. And still gorge today.
He is still gorge today.
Yes.
I was, while doing this very important research work, was reminded of those amazing quarantine photos we all
oh yeah daddy was, legs
yes,
oh daddy long ass, legs
like, really short shorts yeah. I was like, oh, forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah,
thank you for that little surprise. Oh. Such a cutie.
Yeah.
Good job,
Zaddy Milo. Thank you. Thank you.
The character of Jess is controversial.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm glad we landed
yes.
on the
revival. Elon Musk. Revival Jess would wear Crocs. You're absolutely yeah. right. You're absolutely right. Good distinction. Because early
also,
Jess,
like, he would also like be into the alpha male bullshit of Elon
yes.
Musk.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially Sad. Early Jess. Early Jess, and also would not. Early Jess would never wear Crocs.
No.
He would not be caught dead.
No. He would wear a leather jacket either way.
Yes.
Like before and
either
after
either
the
any
return.
Jess yeah. of any timeline would wear a leather jacket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so I'm ready to guess.
Okay.
Your character. Is it Michelle?
It is not Michelle.
Dang it! How many more characters do you have on this board?
There's a lot of weird townies.
All right. I think I'm going to do one more question.
Yeah.
And then a guess. And then if I fail, you're going to have to give it to me.
Okay.
My last question is, okay, confident.
Loves food. Loves food.
Oh my God. Is your character Kelly Bishop?
Incorrect.
Wow, I really suck at this game that I made up.
Do you want me to just give it up?
Yes, please.
My character appeared in 57 episodes.
Okay.
They are married to Sookie.
Oh, Jackson.
This is Jackson Belleville. Can't you picture Jackson, like, doing karaoke and, like, doing like a fucking deep cut Creedence Clearwater Revival song, and everybody's like, what is this? And he's like, you don't know this song? Like,
absolutely. No, yeah. It all checks out.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. He does love food, of course, because he's a farmer.
He's a farmer.
And sells food to Sookie.
Yes.
He has mixed feelings about Lorelai.
Yeah, because Lorelai is at times cross with Sookie because she does something weird and makes her mad.
Yeah.
So,
also, like, especially early on,
yeah.
Sookie and Lorelai's relationship are a little too codependent. So when you're the partner
right.
of one of that,
but he's also like, I think Jackson might be like the biggest green flag man in the show, because I think like he's confident enough in his relationship with her where he's never like, you're spending too much time with Lorelai. He would only be upset with Lorelai because his wife is upset with Lorelai.
Yes,
and
yes.
he's got
he
his
just
wife's
follows
back. Yes,
the vibe.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's supportive.
He's supportive.
Yeah.
He's a big green flag.
What a cutie.
What a cutie.
Did you know that the actor's name is also Jackson?
No way.
His first name is Jackson.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm looking right at the IMDb and I did not catch that.
Yeah. I had to do a triple take because I was like, wait, what? It, I'm right.
Oh, you're down, absolutely but... right. Jackson Douglas.
Yeah. Because I looked up, what I ended up doing is going down the list of cast and then
yeah.
searching their name for the photo in Google Image. And... yeah, I was like, Jackson Douglas.
I wonder what he does, because like the last thing he did was the Gilmore Girls revival in 2016.
Yeah. Is he still an actor, or do you think he's on like the stage?
The stage. He was on the stage.
Kind of like the other townie we love that's not in a lot of shows, but we know is still a actor
uh-huh.
on the stage.
On the stage. Which one's that?
Michael Winters.
Michael Winters. He was married to Alex Borstein.
Who's that?
Oh my God. So she's Lois in Family Guy. She was Miss Swan on Mad TV. And she was... did you watch The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel at all?
First season?
Her agent. Well, I can't
yes, remember. Yes. She's in Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Like she played maybe one character at some point.
Yeah.
Because when I looked up photos of Jackson... Douglas, a bunch of pictures of him and her on like red carpet stuff, I was like, wait a minute, this is the lady from that show.
But is she also not... I thought she was married to Seth MacFarlane, the Family Guy.
Maybe she's been with more than one person in her life.
That can't be true. No, once you get married, you're married once. You can only be married
Oops,
once.
I just explained divorce to Andrew.
What?
Sorry, it had to come out at some point.
I'm apparently I just made that fact up because
oh.
She was married to him until 2017.
To who?
To Jackson Douglas.
Oh.
And nowhere on her entire Wikipedia is Seth MacFarlane.
She doesn't know who MacFarlane is.
Maybe I'm... Is am I just... Here's what could truly be going on. Is she voices Lois, who's married to Peter in Family Guy.
And then you just... And I just
was like, well, they're really married.
Because that's how television works. Because
that's how television works. People who are married on TV are really married. Is he... Man,
wait,
I...
MacFarlane does the dad in Family Guy?
Yeah.
Oops, Peter. I just woke up from
that's right.
Long-ass nap.
You think that's bad?
Oh, God.
Remember when somebody thought I was married to Alex Borstein?
Oop.
Ugh. Yeah.
Peter.
He was in a relationship with Emilia Clarke for a while.
Who's that?
Daenerys Targaryen from Game of Thrones.
Mm, is that the blonde one?
Yeah. The blonde one.
Wait, the blonde one that... does it with her brother, or the blonde one that's in charge
that
of
does
the
not
dragons?
Narrow it down. Unfortunately, that does not narrow it down.
Or the one that's in charge of the
I think
the
it's
dragons.
The one who's in charge of the dragons. I didn't actually watch Game of Thrones.
Okay,
but...
so we're both really good at this
yes.
show.
Yes.
Talking about this show.
Yes. This is why we're doing a Game of Thrones round.
That would be
funny.
Actually, that'd be kind of fun.
Because just none of us knowing
don't
jack
know.
Shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Do we want to do another round of Gilmore Girls?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
You should start first. But,
okay.
And pick your character.
Okay. I'm locked in.
And I gotta do the same. Drum roll. Kaplow! Okay.
Okay. You want me to ask first?
Yes.
Okay. Would your character... Would this character... that you have chosen. Would they wear pastels?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
They might exclusively wear pastels for
wow.
the entire season.
Wow. God, I wish that narrowed it down for me, but it doesn't. I mean, I can tell you. Okay, so not Luke. That's like basically.
True. True. Okay, would is what what's happening?
Who, what, when, where,
mm-hmm.
why?
Those are how you start questions
mm-hmm.
with correct grammar. Okay, is your character likely to ask for money from the Gilmores?
From
any of the Gilmores.
From any of the Gilmores? No.
Okay.
I don't think this character would feel comfortable asking the Gilmores for money. That's a really good question. Yeah, I don't think this character would ever ask a Gilmore for money.
Interesting.
Okay. Would your character own an exotic animal?
No, I don't think they would.
Okay.
They would be too afraid.
Yeah.
No matter the animal.
Yeah.
But not say that and instead spin it into an argument why it's bad for the world
okay.
to do that.
Okay.
But really they're just scared.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
Is that helpful?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Would your character move out of Stars Hollow to follow love?
100%.
Ah.
100% they would do this. Okay.
So all of these characters.
Yeah, so every single character, because they're all selfish and...
and it's
that's not a selfish thing to do.
Rom-com type thing.
Would your character I'm kind of zeroing in on somebody, so I'm trying to ask something vague that would also help in this. Would your character ever be happily caught in a conversation with Kirk? Like, would they be happy to be in a conversation with Kirk, or would they be annoyed?
I think they would... I don't think they'd be annoyed.
Interesting.
Fine.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Again, this resets me back to zero because the person I was thinking of would be so annoyed.
No, I don't. Now I'm. You'll tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Once you find out the real person.
Wow.
Okay. Would the character that you chose on your grid? Huh. Okay, so they wouldn't ask for money from the Gilmores.
From the Gilmores.
They would follow
love.
Someone for love.
Yes.
Outside of Stars Hollow.
Romantic. Aww. Aww.
How dare they? Okay.
There is a curse on Stars Hollow where you're not allowed to leave, actually. So that is
they would,
but they can't.
They're basically in a snow globe.
Yes.
Like, they really need to find that little hole at the bottom to get the fuck out.
It's sort of like WandaVision, but without the magical spell. There's just a...
It's just reality. Okay. Would your character... keep staring at my own, being like...
it's got to be one of
the
these,
other
but
ones,
it, yeah.
Would your character...
Steal for fun. Oh, interesting. Would they steal for fun?
As opposed to, like, for necessity.
Yes. Hmm. Yes, but, like, a very small thing.
Mm.
Like, I don't think that they would steal...
Like a lipstick.
I don't think they'd steal from a store.
Mm.
But I think they would steal from somebody because they think it would be funny.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Hmm. Okay.
Would your character would your character read for fun?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's actually all they do.
Okay.
They don't do anything else.
Yeah. Okay.
I kind of want to guess.
Okay.
Is your character Luke?
Incorrect.
Cute.
Yeah.
Okay, so then my question is, I look down again to my pictures because I was like, shoot, is Luke on my deck? No, it does not. Would your character throw a fancy party at their house, but then, like, never show up? Like, they just kind of, like, find another priority. Last minute.
I'm gonna give you a gimme. No and yes. They would not throw a fancy party, but they would no show their own party because they found something else interesting.
Okay.
I'm gonna guess yours.
Okay.
Rory?
Yes.
Yes.
Ding ding ding.
Ding ding ding.
Good job. What was the telltale?
The book.
Yeah.
All she does is read.
Yes.
Yeah. I was leaning Michelle. The pastels, and then there was, I forget what the second question was, but I was like, oh, the exotic animals.
Mm-hmm.
He would like, yeah, he would find some reason to be like, I don't think I want a tiger. No. And like, instead of like telling Laura, like, he's afraid of, you know, like the snake that's in a, you know, like a container at the hotel, he'd be like, that's bad for the environment.
Yes.
You know, like, you know, it's scaring the customers. And like, it'd be like, Bebe be like, oh, I love that there's a boa in the front of the thing. And like, Miss Patty be like, I think it's actually quite delightful. And Michelle's like, mad because now they're like not supporting his argument.
Yes.
Then I thought it was Paris.
Mm.
And I don't know why, but I was like, I'm kind of leaning Paris. And then once the book thing, it was like out the window. That's Rory.
It's Rory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is your character Lorelai?
No.
Damn it. Who is it?
It is Liz, Luke's sister.
Oh!
You were so close. You were so close.
I forgot I put on the board.
Yeah, I was like, that was the person when I like moved over. I was like, who the hell is that? Oh, right.
I was scrolling when I was making the boards. I was scrolling down and I was like, wait, that actress was in it? Who did she play again?
Yeah.
And then I thought it'd be kind of fun to put it on there because...
It is fun.
She's kind of a weird little character.
She's a wild card. And like, I'll just say, of the characters that are on this board, she probably has the least amount of information available because she just kind of like comes and goes.
Yeah.
And you know, she would not ask the Gilmores for money.
She would not.
She would ask Luke for money.
Yes.
But she would never ask Lorelai. She would definitely never ask Emily.
Yeah. Yeah. She would ask her own son.
Yes.
For money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I feel like it's one of those characters that they introduced that they don't, they're not giving us a ton about because
yeah.
she only pops in and out, but it gives you so much background
yeah.
to Luke and
yes.
to Jess.
Yes.
Like, she's kind of like an accessory, I guess, mm-hmm. in a way that she's like painting a picture
yeah.
around why they are who they
yeah.
are.
But also, like, I'm going to give Amy Sherman-Palladino her flowers here, and I don't normally, because I'm not particularly fond of a lot of her work, to be you know, like, I do like Gilmore Girls, but I did not really like Miss Maisel that much,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't really watch Bunheads.
Mm.
But, like, despite the fact that Liz probably only appears in, like, a dozen episodes and is kind of just like, hi, Luke, I'm here to annoy you for 20 minutes and then goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was concrete on every question you asked me about this character. I knew yes or no for sure.
Yeah.
And it was just like, yes, this, she would absolutely never throw a fancy party, but she would absolutely ditch the party.
Yes.
Because, like, what's her husband's name?
Oh, I don't remember.
Would, like, want to go see, like, a show or
yeah.
something. There'd be something more interesting that she would definitely, and, like, Luke would be stuck throwing the party for her or
mm-hmm,
something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah, they didn't give a lot, but you still, she's still, like, a really, like, memorable character.
Yeah.
And that's probably also the acting. Like, I think that actress, I don't remember what I've seen her in, but I feel like she's played kind of similar, like, kooky, unpredictable type characters
yeah.
that are, like, not fitting the mold, and she's pretty good at that.
TJ.
That's right.
TJ.
Is he, like, a hippie or something?
No, he's like a kind of like a weirdly like New York-y kind of guy.
Oh.
Like he's
I don't remember him at all.
He's like
wow. That's funny. Liz overshadowed him in my mind.
Yeah. Wow, he was in Wayne's World. I don't remember him from Wayne's World.
Hmm.
Also, another person who the last thing they did was an Amy Sherman-Palladino thing, which was Bunheads in 2013. He has not acted since then.
A lot of I guess a lot of those townies. What I mean, I feel like now the most famous townie
is
now
Kirk.
Is Kirk.
Yeah,
yeah.
But that's because his brother is James Gunn.
Yeah, yeah.
runs the DC universe.
Yeah, yeah. True.
But he also, I mean, he had roles before that.
Mm-hmm.
He's done stuff. He's a good actor.
Yeah,
yeah.
I like him in Guardians.
Yeah.
Decent.
Did you know he's also the physical stand-in for Rocket when they're filming real stuff?
Really?
Yeah, he goes in, he's like the actual stand-in for Rocket when they do those,
because Bradley Cooper couldn't care less.
Well, yeah, he's like,
he's
what
like,
yeah,
I'll take the gig and get the paycheck yeah. before my bed.
Sorry, I'm stalking Lady Gaga right now. Can I can I call in my lines?
That's interesting.
I'm
Rocket
writing
is my favorite character.
I'm writing a different movie where somebody falls in love with me. Hi, pal. Do you want to do
Did
one
you
more
see? Sorry.
What
tangent about Brady Coops.
Brad Coops.
Did you see, I saw something online today about that Maestro movie.
Uh-huh.
That he made. I have no clue what that movie's about, I'll be honest.
A maestro, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of maestro.
But there's apparently an interview of him sitting on a couch with, so the person that he played is a real person.
Yeah.
Who is not currently alive.
Uh-huh.
He passed away quite a few years ago. There was an interview with him and that person's children
mm-hmm.
next to him on the couch.
Uh-huh.
And he is full on crying, bawling.
Bradley Cooper is?
Yes.
Okay.
Saying that he misses the person that he never met.
It's too much.
In front of
Bradley Cooper, that's too
children.
Much. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That's nuts.
That's insane.
That's nuts.
Insane behavior.
Yes.
Are we calling for help?
Yes. do we need to check in on Bradley Cooper?
We need to collectively, make sure there's someone at the house to greet him.
Is Bradley Cooper okay? Is this millionaire fine? Is he emotionally stable? And maybe not.
Maybe not.
Have you ever seen the documentary on Wet Hot American Summer?
Yes, but I think only was.
It's like his first acting job.
Mm-hmm.
And so, there's footage of him. They're filming at like a summer camp, And so they have B-roll of him talking to the camera, and he's like sitting on a basketball court. And he's like, this is just so fun.
That's like, right. Isn't yeah. he like, he's like sitting hold, he's in like, the yeah. middle with little shorts on?
Yeah, little shorts like on. He's like holding kid. His knees to his chest. He's like, I'm just having like the best time. And I was just like, wow, he's so cute. And then he became like a fucking weird movie star yeah. where he's like, I'm going to write a movie People where change, Lady Gaga kisses me a lot. And I have a fucking red neck the whole time.
And I am abusive because that's fun.
That's fun for me.
I love playing abusive yeah. assholes.
Yes. But then he's also Rocket Raccoon and he breaks my heart.
I know. I love Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah. Should we do one more round?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to pick my character. Bing, 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 bing. Okay, I got it.
Okay. Me too. I guess I should start?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Would, is, what, when. When your character is by themselves at home.
Yeah.
Do they. Do they watch the same, do they binge the same show? Like, they're kind of like a rewatcher. Like, oh, I want a cozy little show that I've seen 100 times.
Yes. I would say yes.
Okay.
What day was your character born? Would your character pretend like they don't like dessert?
Pretend like they don't like
that's,
dessert?
But that's because people say they don't like dessert. That's pretending. Everybody yeah. likes dessert.
Yes.
Yes.
So would my character be Lie. A oh, diet
yeah.
freak?
Yeah. Would your character be a fucking liar? Piece of shit.
Excuse me. Dying. Lying about dessert is intense
yeah.
and weird.
Yeah, is your character a psychopath?
To be a liar about. I think he.
He.
Oops.
Strike it from the record, Your Honor.
No, I don't think they would lie about dessert.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, your question next.
Okay. They would binge the same show, cozy little show. Would your character own a business and yell at the customers all the time?
No. No.
Okay.
Do you think your character moisturizes?
Like their face?
Yeah.
Do
you think they consider skincare important?
I think the only way they would regularly moisturize their face is because someone else is introducing that to them.
Okay. Okay.
Every day.
Okay. Cool. Cool, 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 cool.
Would your character hire Rory at 16 to do a job because they think that she can do anything and everything?
Huh. Yes, they would, because they think that.
Oh, that's the entire town.
Everybody in Stars Hollow. So I hope that narrowed it down, because yes, everybody thinks Rory hung the moon in Stars Hollow.
Hung the stars in the hollow.
Oh, good one. Okay, I already have a guess.
Already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is your character Luke?
No. It is not.
I could see Luke only moisturizing because Lorelai was annoying him into doing it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
He and then
just doesn't want to hear her talk.
And then he doesn't want, like, he won't admit it to her, but he's been doing it for weeks. And he loves it.
No. Because he's in it
yes.
for the long haul.
Yes.
Or whatever that
yeah.
thing is.
Whatever that way. Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I'm in it all the cute. Way or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Would your character ever purchase a hybrid car?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
They would.
Okay.
Let's see. They would not yell at their customers. they do believe Rory is godsend.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you, because I think you think it's your, like, most of your questions have been leaning towards, are you Taylor Dozy? And I'm not Taylor Dozy. So that's, I'm just gonna.
No, Taylor's on my board. Let's see. I think I'm wanna guess.
Okay.
Kelly Bishop again.
No.
Damn it. Okay. Someone who thinks extremely highly of Rory.
Kelly the Bish.
Oh my gosh. You're saying that, and it's not going to be great for the podcast, but I am wearing my prank.
You're
Sinatra
Winnie the Bish.
Shirt.
Oh, shoot.
Winnie the Bish day.
I wore that last week. Aww. I should have worn it today.
Little prank Sinatra.
Have you listened to the Little Morning After, by the way?
No. You keep asking me. I got to do it.
I haven't listened either, but God, that name is so funny. The Little Morning After is so funny.
It's perfect. No notes.
No notes.
Okay. The Winnie other customers, they would binge a cozy show. They would
think Rory's perfect.
Think Rory's perfect. Who else is on your board?
Ugh.
Oh my gosh. Is your character Lorelai?
Incorrect.
Oh. Okay.
Good guess though.
Okay, would your character decide to change their whole look overnight and pretend like there's nothing new about them?
No.
Mm.
No.
Okay.
Not in any iteration of this person in the show ever.
Okay.
Would your character go to the Eras Tour? Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I
think they would.
Okay. Okay. Good to know.
Would your character...
Scotty.
Would your character rescue an animal on the side of the road?
Yes.
Good for them.
Good for them. Not for me, but good for them. Okay, I'm going to make a guess.
Okay.
Is your character Christopher?
No.
Damn.
Do I remember my character's first name? No. Let's just triple check, just in case I embarrass myself. Oops. No.
Okay.
Okay. So they have a heart.
Yeah. Obviously bad taste because they think Rory's perfect.
Yeah. I keep wanting to guess Keiko's mom.
Oh,
but she doesn't like Rory.
she's the only one that doesn't. Yeah, she's maybe the only character in the show who doesn't think Rory's perfect.
Yeah.
Mrs. Kim. Does she ever get a first name? I don't think
so. No, even in the credits, it's Mrs. Kim.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's not Mrs. Kim, by the way.
Boo.
Boo.
Is your character Logan?
No. Logan would never rescue an animal off the side of the road. Are you kidding me?
That's true. Piece of shit.
Piece of shit. Asshole.
Okay, then. Would your character go to Lorelai and Luke's wedding and make a scene and get really drunk?
No. Mm. This character, one, would not be invited to Luke and Lorelai's wedding.
Okay.
And I don't think he'd...
They would go.
I don't think they would go even if they were invited.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a lot of information I'm totally blanking on.
Okay, so your character would own a hybrid. I don't remember any other questions that I asked you. It went totally blank.
What did you ask? You asked, would they own a hybrid? Would they
go to Taylor Swift?
The Eras Tour. Yes. I don't remember either.
Okay, I'm ready to make a guess.
Okay.
Is your character Zach?
No. Who's Zach?
Oh boy. You just said her name.
K-
Lane's husband.
Oh, I don't remember him.
Okay. He feels like, I could see him.
He's a musician.
So I could kind of see him being like, no, Taylor's cool. Like, yeah. Like you'd think like he'd be like, ooh, she sucks. But he's like, no, she's like musically really talented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I just had a thought of who your character could be. What was it?
Let me ask one question. And that is, would your character on purpose go to the opera?
Yes.
Okay.
They have.
Okay.
They will.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so mad. Okay, is your character a supernatural actor?
This is like the one example of something I said shouldn't do.
You're like, don't ask this.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Ooh, mystery.
Which one could it be?
I mainly asked the no-no question because I don't actually remember his name in the show. The frick? Dean. Dweladina man.
Dean. The Dweladine. Dean. Dean, 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 dean.
What's Dean got to do with it?
Okay, so I am.
My Dean little boy.
Yeah.
Actually, Deanie, don't like Deanie, that
Deanie,
one.
Dean.
So, he's fine.
Yeah, like he's so
vanilla.
He would never be invited to Lorelai and Luke's wedding because he's way out of Rory's life by that point.
Passé.
He's extremely. This is not a boring trait, but he's the kind of person who would watch like, you know, the same show over and over again. It'd be like a fucking boring show. Like he would watch like
CSI.
Yes, over and over again. That's a great example. I was going to say something that would probably insult some people, and you said something that's so down the middle that nobody would be mad, so that's much better. Yeah, and he would absolutely hire Rory because he thinks she's perfect.
That's true. He would also save an animal.
He would. Because he's like, he's nice. Like, he's a nice. He's a good
he's
person.
A good
he's just
little kid.
Yeah, he's just kind of dumb and
boring.
Yeah, boring. Okay, so.
But also Rory is dumb and boring.
Yes,
so
that
they
is true.
Are maybe
yes,
made for each other.
Yeah. And man, when he showed up in the reunion, he looked really good.
Because like, he was on Supernatural.
Yeah, he got. He's like him and Jensen got hotter as the show went on, because like Jensen is Dean in Supernatural.
Oh.
The two brothers, they got hotter as the show went on. Like,
yeah.
Like, Jared Padalecki. Dean from Gilmore Girls.
Mm-hmm.
When his hair got longer, oof, he looking good. He looked good. And so like when he showed up in Gilmore Girls and he's like 7 feet tall, because he did grow from Gilmore Girls to Supernatural, but he like walks into, because he sees her in Taylor's shop, right? In the revival.
Yeah.
Like he's in for like 2 seconds and he says, oh my gosh, Rory. He looked so handsome. Mm-hmm. He's just a handsome guy. Okay. So, I'm just going to take a shot.
Yeah.
Is your character Logan?
No.
Damn. Who is it?
Do you want a hint or do you want an answer?
Give me one more hint.
They couldn't make it to the reunion and everybody was...
Richard?
Yeah.
Richard?
Yeah.
Oh.
Poppy.
Richard. That was sad.
Mr. Gilmore.
Yeah. Mr. Gilmore.
Mr. Gilmore would go to an Eras Tour concert.
He would.
He would. He would take Rory, but he would want to go.
He would also come home and be like, Emily, look at all of my bracelets.
Yes.
You know, like he'd just be like, it would be. He'd be like kind of unironically.
No, and not creepy either.
Yeah.
Just like having fun with the youth.
And then he'd kind of like twirl Emily around, Richard, and he'd be like, singing a Taylor Swift song while she's, what's gotten into you? And, you know, like, he'd be doing, like, a deep cut.
Yes, absolutely.
He'd sing All Too Well.
Yeah. He would figure out how to approach her manager because he's rich and
right.
nice. And
yes, he'd get backstage.
Like,
yeah.
3 episodes later, Taylor Swift is in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Richard, you forgot the thing when you came backstage and said hi to me. She'd,
yes.
like, drop by the house.
Yes.
And everybody'd be like, what? It'd be like when she showed up in New Girl.
Taylor Swift was in New Girl?
Yeah, she's in New Girl. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
It's when CeCe's getting married to that other Indian guy.
Yeah.
And she calls it off because she's still in love with Schmidt.
Right.
And then he goes, the Indian guy's just like, that's fine. I'm still in love with my ex. And then Taylor Swift stands up from the audience.
Lord.
And she's like, you know, she's like, oh my gosh, I'm still in love with you too. I don't care that my mother says you're too short for me. You know, it's just like, it's, yeah, she has like, it's like a great line delivery to her. You're like, man, she's funny.
Did I maybe not recognize her at the time I saw that episode?
It is like the early 2010s.
Yeah, I mean, I knew who she was.
Right, but she wasn't like,
fresh in my mind.
Yeah, she wasn't obviously as famous as she is now.
Right.
Where like now it'd be impossible for her to do something like that and not everybody notice.
Yeah.
But I think it's like, it's even before they meet Prince. Because that also happens in the show where they meet Prince.
Crazy. That is insane.
Yeah.
That, like, memes about that
episode
will pop up, and I'm like, how the heck did they get
Prince? How did they get Prince?
I love New Girl, but on New
Girl? Yeah, what negotiation was it?
All those shows out there?
Like, at what point did somebody go, can we get Prince?
Someone must have known someone.
And then somebody was like, I think I have a way in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they ask Prince, and Prince goes, sure. Why not?
So strange.
I remember like a conversation happened around the time that aired. It was like on Comedy Bang Bang, where like they're talking about Prince, and like Scott Arpin goes, well, we all know him from The New Girl. And someone's like, who was he, the super? It's like that would have been very funny.
Very funny.
If he was a character and not Prince, but he was like trying to be like,
Just a regular schmo?
The guy who like fixes their pipes. Although that ends up being the like creep who wants to have a three-way with Jess and Nick.
Who plays that?
I think it's, I don't remember the actor, but it is just like an actor, but he's very funny in it.
Mm-hmm.
But he like gets the vibe and he thinks they want to have a three-way with him. That show's so funny.
Do you watch the American version of Ghosts?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so there's a character in the American version that's kind of, did you see the British one?
No.
Okay, so in the British one, there's one of the ghosts is like a very skeezy politician that's like in his 40s and doesn't wear pants because of how he dies.
Yeah.
Whatever. In the American version, that sort of like that character is changed into a finance bro.
That's
like
funny.
An American finance bro.
Yeah.
That's also not wearing pants, but he's always, the top is always suit top.
Sure.
And just no pants.
Yeah.
And he's also skeezy and gross.
Yeah.
He's Schmidt. He's just full on Schmidt.
That's funny.
Like that. I don't know if they told him, like, those are the notes.
If you're just like, watch New Girl and be Schmidt.
Yeah. And they're like, can you just do Schmidt?
Yeah.
Or if Schmidt is so much of that archetype in my mind
that he's just like supplanted,
that
it just,
anybody trying to play a finance
is
bro
Schmidt.
Would be a Schmidt.
Yeah,
and it's, he's not bad. Like
but you watch him and you're
it.
Like, I want it to be Schmidt.
Yeah,
I want it to be Max Greenfield being Schmidt.
Or like legit, sometimes the intonation or the way it's coming out of his mouth, I'm like, that's just copycat. Like you could just slice the two shows together and it'd be the same.
One of my favorite things about Jake Johnson having a podcast and him having the New Girl cast on all the time is like the amount of behind the scenes stuff they talk about.
That was fun.
One of them being like, basically Schmidt came about by Max Greenfield just saying things weird on set and everybody being like, you need to keep doing that.
Yes, like, you've told me this before.
Jay Cutler. Who's Jay Cutler? And just like weird shit like that, where just like he, like the line would be written and he'd decide to make it weird and they'd be like, that's Schmidt now.
Well, and it's funny because I just finished rewatching, or actually watching for the first time, Ugly Betty. Just finished last night.
Yeah.
All of the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an entire season that Schmidt is in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He plays an assistant, like an executive assistant. And you know how, like in New Girl, there's a bunch of jokes, especially early on, about Schmidt, especially where he works.
Yeah.
People assume that he's gay all the time.
Yeah.
And there's like kind of this weird, like, they kind of drop that joke after a while, but that just keeps coming up. And there's a lot of those jokes in Ugly Betty because of the time the show
came out.
Like, there's a lot of really poorly done stuff on the show, don't get me wrong. A variety of things. But there's other characters that go through like similar things, like are they gay, are they not, because it's like that time where it's like still I don't know, people are uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And straight people are uncomfortable. And he's in it, but he is the only character that doesn't come up for. And I was kind of waiting for it to happen because it happened on New Girl.
So off, yeah.
And then I just kept being like, what's happening?
When
like,
are they going to say it?
Did they forget that part of the, like, I don't know. It was very disorienting.
It's like, I mean, I'm sure you have this experience now, and maybe you had it at the same time, where you're just like, all you can see him as is Schmidt.
Yeah.
So like, even when he shows up in like Veronica Mars, you're like,
that's right.
When is he going to
say,
you know, like, Veronica?
Yeah. Well, because also maybe, I don't know if he's being typecast or because that's just like Max Grunfeld's wheelhouse or something.
Yeah.
But it's, they're always like, the characters always have kind of a slice that very similar of like loud, douchey, kind of abrasive kind of person. And then each show has like just an added little layer of like, oh, well, in New Girl, he's also going to say weird things.
Right.
And like be just effeminate enough that some folks might assume he's gay.
Right.
And but also be like such a dog.
Yes.
Like, what a disgusting little person he is.
He is nasty. He is so nasty.
He's good at it, though.
He's, I mean, truly one of the funniest shows, New Girl. I know some jokes have not aged well, but like, boy, oh boy. I've rewatched that like since the pandemic. I've probably rewatched it at least 3 times.
Really?
All the way through.
The whole thing?
The whole way through.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I would rewatch it. That's definitely one of those shows I would go back.
Yeah. There's just like stuff I look forward to when I'm rewatching it. Like for some reason, you know, speaking of Schmidt, like there's an episode where they go on a, it's like for his bachelor party, they're going on a road trip and they get stuck at this like roadhouse basically and they get into like a big fight. And so his way of like trying to intimidate everybody's going, Schmidt, 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 I'm Schmidt. It's like, it's so funny. Just like,
there's no way they wrote that on the script.
Right? No, but like
they were like, and this is where they land on the road.
Yeah.
And then there's just blank space.
Do whatever, yeah.
Italic is like, and then Schmidt just does Schmidt things. And then Max Greenfield is like, all right.
Yeah. I think it was Lamorne on Jake Johnson's podcast. Like somebody asked like, how much of the show is improvised and how much is written? He's like, you'd be surprised. About 80% of the episodes is written, but the other 20% is totally improvised. And stuff like, I forget what they're talking about, but like Lamorne says that Nick has the credit score of a like broke ghost or something like that, and like that was improvised, and like it stayed in the show because like Max was offset like just cackling
just
at the line.
Yeah.
And so like
it's
that
a good line.
Yeah, I think it's something like that. You know, it's like, how did you get that? You have the credit score, you know, it's just like something like that. So it's just
Is that wedding episode with Taylor Swift the first time we know of Prank Sinatra, or is that the one that goes the worst?
I think that's the one that goes the worst.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that because he shows up
with a badger?
The one where he shows up with Rhonda?
No, that's when he shows up with a badger and lets it loose in the in the heating
duct.
Right. No, Rhonda's later.
That's right.
Rhonda is. Rhonda's a great character. That character was so funny to me because the first time I was introduced to her was in The Walking Dead. That actress.
Not the same. At all, I'm sure.
So she's like so vastly different.
Yeah, yeah.
Than her character in The Walking Dead, which is just dead serious all the time. And she comes in and she's a
clown.
She's a lunatic.
I love it.
She's
okay. Out of all the characters and the character combos in New Girl,
yeah,
I still think that Lamorne and Rhonda, or Lamorne and Nick, would be the most successful spinoff.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah. I think almost every combo except, and I love Jess, but I think like every combo of characters, but maybe Jess.
Yeah. Well, and it wouldn't, I don't know that it would be a spinoff if the main character is also in the second one, right? Too, so maybe that's why I'm choosing that.
But it's also like, I mean, it is a show that I think was a vehicle for her that just turned into an ensemble so fast. Yes. Like, they were just like, yes, it's called New Girl, but this show is about like five people.
Yeah, yeah. And they started the show being like, well, Zoe is the one with the biggest name right now.
Right. She's coming off of, what was the thing that she was in? Elf. Elf, and then like 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so like
500. Yeah. Well, and she was, her music was like, she and him was also really popular those years.
Yeah. I'm really surprised how much they didn't shoehorn in her singing. Like, she does it a few times.
Yeah,
but like,
not as much as they could have.
We're watching Buffy right now, and like, we're at the point where the guy who plays Giles is like, I can sing. And so it's like every third episode he's like got his guitar out and he's singing, and it's just like, this doesn't fit at all. And he kind of feels
definitely
like
the later seasons.
Yeah, and it sort of feels like he was like, Joss, I'm bored, can I sing?
Yeah. Can I show other things on my resume?
Yeah, people need to
so
know
that
I
sing. Have a ramp off of this show afterwards.
Right, yeah. I want to do a band after this, and people have to know I can sing. Anyways,
we actually, he didn't use any of that singing on Ted Lasso.
No, he did not.
So that didn't work.
Well, we haven't talked about Gilmore Girls for like 20 minutes, so let's end it.
Good game.
GG. Thank you for coming up with such a fun game.
Sure. Thanks for reviving this special app for us.
And who knows? There may be more special apps sometime down the road.
Keeping
who knows?
Keeping you on your toes.
Okay. Thanks for listening, babies.
Bye.
Bye.